You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
More than half of New Zealanders are believing at least one form of misinformation. That's one of the conclusions from a survey by the Classifications Office. It has found from surveying more than 3,000 people that most New Zealanders have been exposed to some sort of misinformation, and it affects everybody. However, the survey also found a majority of respondents are concerned about the spread of misinformation and said something needs to be done. Kay Tanner is from the Physics Department at the University of Auckland and the project lead for the Disinformation Project. She believes that the report's conclusions could be both positive and negative. I spoke to her about it earlier today.
Look, I think there's a mixture of worry and hope in the results. The results of the Classification Office survey and report into New Zealanders' level of belief in mis and disinformation show that most New Zealanders might be susceptible to two or three elements of misinformation or disinformation more broadly across a really wide-ranging disinformation landscape, but also that most New Zealanders are really concerned about dis and misinformation. So more than 80% of New Zealanders think it's a problem.
But the report found that one out of two New Zealanders have at least one form of disbelief. Is that normal?
Look, it's what I would have expected. In the technique used in the survey, there was an approach where it was not just concentrating on contemporary and new pieces of disinformation or misinformation related to, say, the pandemic or current political events, but also more broadly other items of disinformation, so that people could be contextualised and understood broadly across the kinds of things they've come across in their lives. And we do expect, you know, everybody is equally susceptible to disinformation, because what disinformation does is it provides a really nice, neat, interesting, exciting explanation for something that people may have already experienced in their lives or be uncertain about. And so when they come across a story or a narrative that is a disinformation one that's really compelling, they are sucked in by it, and everyone's equally susceptible to being sucked in by those things. So I'm not surprised by those results.
Well, one thing I found interesting in this report is most of the information that people in New Zealand fall victim to are around COVID-19, but there are fewer believers of misinformation on, let's say, 9/11 or 5G. Why do people like cherry pick which pieces of misinformation to believe in?
Well, I guess the thing about the pandemic is that the pandemic's very new, and there is a level of academic and scientific uncertainty, and also New Zealand's strong COVID response has not been the universal global experience. And so people looking across the world can see that there's been really different reactions from states and from communities all over the world, and that that's had different results. And so that level of uncertainty, you know, which is to be expected, that we don't know everything about COVID-19 yet, means that it is much more open to conspiratorial thinking than an aspect of our understanding of COVID-19, whereas some of those other conspiracies that you've mentioned are much more established. They have a historical precedent. They've been analysed and evaluated with much more consistency over time, and so people have got access to very reliable sources of information that refute those pieces of disinformation.
Well, we have seen quite a lot of conspiracy movements, like overseas, like QAnon, or what happened during January 6th. Is that really a thing in New Zealand, according to what you're researching on?
Look, it really is a genuine concern, and what we see is that COVID-19 conspiracy narratives and other a plethora of other kind of highly visible conspiracy stories or pieces of disinformation, often related to the role of things like trans women in sport, or to 1080, the use of 1080 as a predator-free New Zealand tool, or COVID-19, are what we think of as entry-level conspiracies that have been promulgated in really widely and broadly in New Zealand communities in an effort to draw people into deeper conspiratorial thinking at the level of those conspiracies you've described that have had huge social and political and emotional impacts on people internationally.
It's interesting. I never really knew that you can classify conspiracy, misinformation as entry level, intermediate level, and expert level.
It's a novel way of classifying it, but we're seeing it as a way in which people, with that existing uncertainty that I described before, Justin, so that's a really genuine question-seeking position that people have. I want to know more about COVID-19 because it's new and I'm scared. And then people are putting out their disinformation and in the same packages or in the same groups and narratives that they're talking about COVID-19 disinformation, they're drawing people into more extreme ideas related to things like QAnon.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.